pay attention to what Holland Cook has to say, longtime media consultant with McVeigh Media, very successful man at what he does. I can assure you that I and all the other people in this broadcasting industry in which we are allegedly, reportedly communicating, we listen to Holland because we know that we are going to be better for having done so.
I'm the coach.
He's the coach. He is that. He's the Vince Lombardi of this talking thingamabob. Let's say that you're looking for work, which goodness knows applies to a lot of folks right now.
As you know, I am a long-time, long-suffering corporate suit. Before I hung out the shingle, I have hired a bunch of people, and especially in this economy, if you're a job applicant, every casting call is a cattle call, and it's a process of elimination. You're trying not to be eliminated. You got to differentiate yourself from all the applicants. So I promise you, the following is not the nuance it may sound like. To the person who is interviewing you, there is a world of difference between seeming like I need a job and simply oozing, I want to work. That's not just a semantic difference. You will be conspicuous if you seem like a can-do person and at least pretend you're not desperate. Pretend you're not in I'll take anything mode. If you can convey specific knowledge about that company and that job and tell them how what you've done will help them move the needle in the future, you will distance yourself from the rest of the applicants.
Really, you just hit that in a nutshell right there. The whole point of the job interview is not, I need a job. It's, I can do good things for you. Because the person across the table may have some general and unfocused altruistic view about, you know, I hope things work out for you. But that doesn't mean that they're going to give you a job just to make them work out for you. If you can sell them on the fact that you can make things better for them.
Well, the stakes are high for them. They probably had to fight to keep this job in the budget. So every hire is under the microscope these days. In a job interview, you will be judged much more by the questions you ask than the answers you give. This is a chance to demonstrate that you've done your homework. And this is semantic, but instead of saying you and your, say we and our. This is an old consultant trick, too. You talk about the company that's interviewing you and say, what is our biggest challenge compared to what the competition is doing to us? Act like you're already part of the team. Semantically.
That's brilliant. I like that. All right. I'll be honest with you. It's been a long time since I've applied for a job.
Mazel tov.
Oh, believe me.
And hang in there.
Yeah, you got that straight. I'm not even sure the best approach anymore. It used to be, of course, a resume and a tape on iron oxide, which would be sent through snail mail.
Like everything else, the Internet plays a big role. Clearly, it is quicker and easier to get someone a resume because everything that used to happen by snail mail happens by email. You should probably have a blog that walks the walk about your work so that somebody can crawl around between your ears and see how you think about what you do. And by all means, those photos on your Facebook page, you may want to delete the one from your Jamaican vacation where you've got that bottle of pop-off vodka, that jug bottle with the handle on it.
Good point.
It is a presumption now that the HR department, prior to your getting the interview, has Googled you. And they've Google imaged you to see who you are and what's out there about you. And there are things on the Internet that are virtual tattoos. So you want to clean up your act because there is a presumption that people have more access to your private parts than they did in the old days.